Coach, not a lot to say about tonight. Just the rough shooting. You guys had some good shots, but just, my goodness, could not get them to drop in.
Yeah, we got to some spots where, you know, we like to shoot the ball from the outside, but when they're not falling, we gotta be able to soften up the middle. And early in the first quarter, about midway through, we drove it in, and about every one of our shots got blocked by their 6'2" girl. And after that, you know, I had some girls that were intimidated to even look for their shots in fear of getting blocked and the crowd getting on them and making a hooting and hollering about it.
Yeah, and you guys trailed 19-0 after one first 23 points were scored by Lake, and then Bailey Lottie scored your first points of the game there on a two-point layup. She had six of your nine first-half points there and had a nice half-court shot. And I kind of mentioned the broadcast. She kind of one-upped Mariah Campbell on that three-point shot.
Yeah, I think that was farther than hers. And too bad we're shooting a higher percentage on those on the season than open shots about 4 or 5 feet away. So we got to do a better job scoring, and you know, we can't count on half-court shots each and every game. But like you said, I felt like we did a good job moving the ball around, and especially in the second half, moving the ball around and looking for cutters. We missed a lot of wide-open cutters because a lot of times our head is down. But just a frustrating game overall. Our energy and effort picked up in the second half, and I'm pleased about that.
Once again, Lady Beaver coach Shelby Crawford joining us here at halftime of the boys' game. Lady Beaver's fallen tonight 48-17. You're without two main players once again tonight. Second game in a row you've been without at least two of your main players. Didn't have Madison Orr tonight. And once again, Paige Winterland was out of the lineup. But Jordan Miller had to come in and play some minutes. And she played some pretty good minutes and hit a big three-pointer for you guys in that second quarter.
Yeah, I've been looking for an opportunity to get some of those girls more minutes. And I didn't want to have to do it. I wanted to do that just because they've been earning it. But with Madison Orr and Paige Winterland out, you know, those are the two frontline girls that could have maybe played a little bit stronger in the post against their big girls and got us some rebounds. You know, they stepped up and looked for their shots and did some good things. You know, they're not quite ready to log a lot of minutes, but they when they're in there, they play hard, and that's all they can control.
All right. Well, a tough loss for you guys, and it's going to be the next four games. It's all against state-ranked teams, unfortunately. And Friday night, that begins the road trip to Goodland. The Cowgirls winning pretty big over Oakland tonight. I saw that score earlier here. And kind of a big win for Oakland, 62-22. Goodland, kind of like Lakin, has a lot of big post players.
Yeah, they have their big centers. You know, she signed to play with Baker already and going to continue her career after this year at the college level. And so, you know, she's about 6'1", maybe an inch shorter, but she's strong and has a bigger body than the girl we went against tonight. So I'm just hoping we can get healthy and get our front line back and have our normal rotation in there and put girls where they have been successful before instead of trying to patch it together. Going to be a tough game, but, you know, we're gonna come out and play it and hopefully be there in the end and have an opportunity to get our fourth win of the season.
All right, once again, Lady Beaver coach Shelby Crawford joining us here at halftime. The boys, as always, coach, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you, I believe, tomorrow night.
Yeah, I can't wait. See you, Adam.